Okay, my name is Susan Young. This is the February 20th, 2025 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is by Zoom. We've just held an executive session that began at 8:30. The open session is now beginning at 9:51. Will the secretary take the roll?
Bet. Kaja Brown?
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter?
Here.
Thank you, Donna. Fred Dodsworth?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Jerome Edge? I'll keep going. Sally Gellert?
Here.
Thank you, Sally. Jan Goodman? Not joined us yet. Julie Hewitt? I am here. Avalia Jones?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvere?
Here.
Thank you, Zach.
Jan
Philip Mulberry.
Here, I was muted.
Oh, Jan? Okay, gotcha. Jan Goodman's here. Philip Mulberry. I'll keep going. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you, Marianne. Sean Kelly McPherson.
In fact, I am.
Thank you, Sean. Ron Pinchback. I'll come back around. Myla Reason.
Present.
Nope. Thank you, Ron. Gotcha. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts. I'll keep going. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Thank you, Alex. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Harvey. Dennis Williams.
Obi-Wan is here.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson.
Here.
Thank you, Michael. Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, let me check on a couple of people. Is Philip Mulberry here? Philip, yes, sorry. Serene Roberts.
Can somebody from KPFA check with him to see if we can bring him back on?
I'm writing him an email right now.
Great. I don't see his tile. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Serene Roberts. All right. Let me check on other people. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Arthur Schwartz.
Did he leave too? No, he's up there. Oh, he stepped away from his desk.
Okay. Aki Tanaka. Okay, well, Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Excellent. So we'll go ahead and we'll catch others as they rejoin. There is no report out from February 13th because there was no executive session. Excused absences. I know of no requests for excused absences. Identified timekeepers. I think we've got a relatively, well, Fred, you willing to do people and I'll do items?
Okay.
Great. The first item is agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda. That is minutes approval for February 13th, meeting 5 minutes, motion ratifying elections of directors to PNB standing committees.
Right.
Did somebody ask something? No, okay. Motion appointing affiliate directors to certain PNB standing committees, motion naming chair as ex officio member of PNB committees, naming conveners, audit coordinating finance governance, executive director report and Q&A, set next meeting and or meeting schedule for 2025, discussion of non-disclosure agreements and executive session, unfinished business, there are two, motion from WBAI-LSB on providing financial information, and motion from Serene Roberts on KPFK-LSB director elections, new business 5 minutes. Motion to adjourn at a time no later than 10:30 Eastern Time. And so that would give us half an hour. Is there a second to the agenda?
Second.
Is there any objection? We're moving forward with this agenda. Great. The first item is approval of minutes for the February 13th meeting that were distributed earlier. Are there any changes to the minutes? Hearing none, they are now approved. Motion ratifying elections of directors to PNB standing committees. And Madam Secretary, would you be willing to read what the results were? And by the way, thank you everybody who ran. Congratulations to those who won.
Yeah. So we have a motion ratifying the officer. Oh, the word officer's not meant to be there. I'm sorry. Bad editing on my part. Elections of directors to PNB standing meetings. Standing committees. Okay, here's the motion. Whereas the Pacifica National Board held elections for directors to serve on PNB standing committees, and the OPA vote results report dated February 2025 has been shared with all directors, and quorum was individually achieved in each of the ballots. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board ratifies the OPA vote report and affirms the duly elected directors for the standing committees to be audit. Donna Carter from KPFA, Avalia Jones from KPFK, Sean Kelly McPherson from KPFT, Sally Gellert from WBAI, and Minerva Sanders from WPFW. Coordinating, Fred Dodsworth from KPFA, Jan Goodman from KPFK, Sean Kelly McPherson from KPFT, Alex Steinberg from WBAI, and Ron Pinchback from WPFW. Finance, Fred Dodsworth from KPFA, Myla Reason from KPFK, Michael Woodson from KPFT, James Sagerton from WBAI, and Dennis Williams from WPFW. Governance, Zach Caldvier from KPFA, Myla Reason from KPFK, Marianne Martinez from KPFT, Serene Roberts from WBAI, and Julie Hewitt from WPFW. That's the motion.
Is there any objection to ratifying those election results? Hearing none, they are ratified. The next is motion appointing affiliate representative directors to certain PNB standing committees. And I did confer with our general counsel, who is on the call, who said there's no prohibition. Julie, would you be kind to read that motion?
You bet. Whereas the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees, does not address participation by affiliate representative directors, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB appoints as full voting members the following affiliate representative directors to the following 2025 standing committees. Coordinating, Jerome Edge, KSVR. Governance, Kaja Brown, KRDP. That's the motion.
So there is discussion about this.
I have a point of order.
What's your point?
This is a violation of the bylaws. You cannot vote on this. This is simply a violation of the bylaws. The bylaws specify which members are eligible to serve on which committees. There is no provision for an affiliate director serving on a standing committee. It's as simple as that.
Your point is not well taken. I consulted with counsel about whether there is a prohibition, and he advised that there is no such prohibition.
I appeal the ruling of the chair. Counsel is wrong.
All right. So, I believe that you have already spoken to your objection.
I would like to motivate.
Then go ahead.
Okay. Given that we are in a hostile political environment, and given that adherence to our bylaws is one of the conditions by which we may or may not lose our nonprofit status, I think it would be very foolish to play fast and loose with the bylaws. If our counsel is saying that this is allowed, then he might as well be saying that the moon is made out of green cheese. This is completely absurd. It's a blatant violation of the bylaws.
So I'm going to ask for James, then Serene, and then I'd also like to ask Arthur. So James.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I'd like to add that council is not the final word on these matters. The board is. The board makes policy and the executive director and council implement it, as well as the general managers, et cetera. So, yeah, I think council is wrong on this. Regular rules of statutory construction require that when things are mentioned in the bylaws in some cases where certain members are placed on certain committees and they're not mentioned in other places, then you assume that the creators of the bylaws knew what they were doing, and when they absented members of the affiliates from those committees, they intended to do so. And this is no slight against our friends from the affiliates. We support them. We want them to participate as much as possible. It's just a matter that this is a violation of our bylaws, and it's not wise for an organization to go rogue and violate its own bylaws.
Serene, then Myla, then me.
I thought we alternated.
Okay, Myla next, then Serene.
No, I was just looking something up. I would like to go after. I thought not prepared.
All right. I will speak. I think that James, you said something very clear, which is the board is the decider. And I recall Dennis saying at the last meeting that he preferred, rather than going to council, he preferred a vote of the board. So I think that that's what we will have the opportunity to do, vote this up or down based on what we think our interpretation of the bylaws is. Going to Serene, then Sally.
This is James.
James, you've already spoken.
I'm asking for a personal privilege because my name was mentioned.
By whom?
You. Just now. You mentioned my name.
I just mentioned that you'd spoken. Sorry. And also I spoke Dennis. I spoke Dennis. Apologies if that's inappropriate. So going on to Serene and then Sally.
Chair. You put words in my mouth and I want to correct them when you mentioned my name.
Please correct it.
Okay. You said that I stated that the board makes policy. That's true, but I wasn't saying it in the context of can the board vote to violate its own bylaws. No, or not vote to violate its own bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. Serene, then Sally.
Okay, so for those who need to find it, it should be, well, it's a hunt to find the bylaws. I'll save that for another time. My comment on this is that the bylaws are very clear with regard to the formula for four committees, the standing committees, in terms of the composition. And in terms of any other committee that the board wishes, the bylaws are also clear that directors can be one or up to two, or at least one, I think is the language. And for delegates, station delegates, and it's very clear throughout the entire Article 8 when they're talking about committees that it is Pacifica Foundation stations delegates that they're talking about, not the affiliate directors. And I think, you know, whatever else folks think we're doing here, and it's not that people necessarily outside of Pacifica care about whether we're a healthy organization that respects process, our own process, but we keep giving people opportunities to come at us in ways that can impair our ability to function by violating clear and simple bylaws. We are endangering those people engaging in that behavior.
90 seconds is up.
Thanks.
Okay, Sally, Serene, you had your 90 seconds. Sally, then Myla, and then Fred.
Muted. Okay. This is, as I believe that any director can attend any of these meetings. Is that correct? So we're really talking about whether they're able to be voting members. And as the bylaw does not include them as voting members, I think we should welcome them to attend the meetings, but unfortunately not to vote.
Myla, then Fred.
Well, I just want to say that I agree with everybody who says that we should follow our bylaws. I just read them differently. And, I don't think that they're, and, you know, in terms of clarity, the bylaws do not, say that, the affiliate directors cannot be voting members of the committees. And they don't say, the bylaws don't say that the committee shall only consist of, directors from the five, sister stations. And the bylaws do not explicitly exclude affiliate directors as members, voting members of the committees. And I welcome the affiliates, for Pete's sake, that's 250-plus stations that should be included in the committees as far as I can see. So, yes, let's follow the bylaws. We just have a different understanding of what the bylaws say. Thank you.
Okay, I've got Fred, then Arthur, then Julie, and then that'll be the end. We'll vote. Fred.
Yeah, as the person who was the chair of the governance committee, we tried to address the bylaws, which are a complete mess, which are very difficult to wade through, and which we have been advised by our consultants need to be simplified dramatically. And I think this is a perfect example of the inability of us to actually come to decisions because of the ornateness and Byzantineness of our current bylaws and the importance of us actually addressing this issue in the next term. I personally welcome all voting members, and I think if we are going to ask folks like Kaja and Dennis to be Ursula to attend these meetings for these interminable meetings, then the least that should be offered is the opportunity to actually have a voice and a vote on the committees. Thank you.
Arthur, then Julie.
Arthur's muted, and I'm assuming that Arthur does not need to be timed.
Yeah, correct. Although I think he'll be brief.
So, you know, the bylaws actually, there's a lot of sweeping statements being made. So Article 8, Section 3 says there's a coordinating committee which shall include as members all foundation officers and at least one director from each radio station area, but shall not include non-director LSB delegates. It doesn't say that it has to have at least one director from each radio station area. It doesn't say only. Whoever said it says only doesn't say that. It says has the officers, one director from each radio station. It doesn't say that any other director can't be on it. It just says a non-director LSB delegate can't be on it. That's one. B, it says a governance committee. That doesn't say at all who is on it. It says which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies. Doesn't talk about who's on it. C, finance committee, very specific. It has to include as members the chief financial officer, director from each radio station, and the treasurers of each LSB. Again, it doesn't say somebody else can't be on it who isn't one of those people. And then there's an audit committee. It doesn't say anything about who is on it or not on it. So people who think there's one sweeping rule just are not reading the bylaws. But then there's also this Article 8, Section, I think it's, this was Section 3, I think Section, there's another section that says, and I just had it up on my screen and I can't, that any director can be a member of a committee, an alternate member of a committee. So there's no, even if somehow you read this as saying that it bars somebody, because there's nothing that says nobody other than shall be. It just says shall include. But if, in case you say it, there's another section in the bylaws that says that, here, standing committees, right? It's in Article 8, Section 2, says composition of board committees. It says, the board may designate one or more directors as alternate members of any committee. So if that's true, that's the very opposite of anyone that says that they're barred, that any director is barred. There are two directors that are from affiliates. They're not barred by any term in the bylaws. So if we're going to be just strictly reading the bylaws, it doesn't bar anyone. It says what has to be included. Some of the committees, there's no description of who's included, and statements that somehow anyone is barred by the express terms of the bylaws. And Jim, you know, I love you, but, there's no violation of a bylaw by including somebody on it who's in an affiliate.
Julie, and then we will vote.
Yeah. I just want to point out, cause we have some new directors this year. This is not the first time we've had affiliate representative directors serve on committees. I've been on the PMB or the secretary for, you know, the last 4 years, and, affiliate representative directors were on committees last year under Susan's chairmanship. They were on previous to that, the 2 years that I was the chairman. And in fact, they were on committees while Alex Steinberg was the chair. So I don't understand why we're making federal case out of, you know, we might get sued because we're violating our own bylaws, because I don't read the bylaws like that. I read them the way Arthur does. And, no one has come after us for doing this in the past. And so, I just think that, you know, I have a point of order.
Thank you, Julie. What's your point of order, Alex?
Well, my name was mentioned, and what Julie said was not true. We never had affiliate directors on a standing committee. We had affiliate directors on other committees. That's true. And they should be on some of our committees. The problem is they're not specified in standing committees, and they were never on standing committees when I was chair. So
that is a factual matter that we can follow up on later, but we don't need to right now. Let's go ahead to the vote. If you vote yes, you are supporting. Julie, would you be kind to reread the motion?
Yeah.
And apologies for being arduous here. Or here, I'll go ahead and read it. Whereas, if you're voting yes, you were supporting. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws, Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, standing committees, does not address participation by affiliate directors. Therefore, be it resolved that PNB appoints as full voting members the following affiliate representative directors to the following 2025 standing committees. Coordinating, Jerome Edge. Governance, Kaja Brown. If you vote yes, you're supporting their naming to those committees. If you vote no, you are opposing it. Julie, would you be kind to take the roll?
Indeed. Kaja Brown.
I abstain.
Kaja abstains. Donna Carter?
No.
Donna is a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes, Kaja sat on the committee with me last year.
Fred?
Sorry.
No comments, just a vote.
Sally Gellert?
Pass.
Sally passes. Jan Goodman?
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
It's a motion.
It's a motion. Yes. Jan's a yes. Julie Hewitt? I'm a yes. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Philip Muldery? I'll keep going. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne's a yes. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Ron Pinchback? I'll keep going. Myla Reason. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Ron.
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Thank you. Myla Reason.
Reason votes yes.
Myla's a yes. Serene Roberts.
No, nothing personal.
Serene's a no. James Sagerton.
No stuffing the ballot box.
No. James, no comments, no. Just a yes or no.
Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Hello.
Minerva's a yes. Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alex is a no. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. Dennis Williams.
Yes.
Dennis is a yes. Michael Woodson.
Yes.
Michael is a yes. Let me go back up the top. Sally Gellert, you passed.
No.
Sally's a no. Philip Muldery, is he here?
No, he left.
Okay.
I think he's trying to get back on, but I'll work on that.
Okay.
Okay.
We can finish this vote without him.
Okay. Madam Chair, the yeses are 13, the noes are 5, and there was one abstention. So the motion carries.
Okay. I'm going to see if somebody can reach out to Philip and see if we can get back on. All right. The next motion is naming chair as ex officio member of PNB committees. I believe move to name the chair to be an ex officio member of all PNB committees with full rights of participation as provided in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised 12th edition 50:16.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Do you want me to motivate that?
Yeah, please, Zach.
Yeah, so it's a standard governance practice for a board chair to be an ex officio member of committees. The chair has the broadest understanding of the challenges we face and the strategic actions required to keep Pacifica stable, sustainable, and effective. I think with the chair's proven record of achievement the last few years, including safeguarding our FCC licenses, reducing debt, securing archival preservation, and strengthening governments, her insights are invaluable. Sadly, we face constant disruption and disorganization from the professional time wasters on this board who prioritize obstruction over progress, as we witness every single meeting, typically from the opening minute until the closing one, as we just did yet again, which threatens our financial stability and weakens FCC compliant efforts. We need competent leadership and voices of reason to counteract these destructive efforts, most notably than our own chairs.
Point of order, Susan.
Thank you, Zach.
And here we go, proving the point.
I hear you. Serene, what's your point?
Okay. It is improper for you to allow a member of the...
Serene, I lost you.
Yeah, because somebody made an announcement about AI technology being implemented, so I couldn't be heard. It is improper for the member to disparage other people and to suggest negative motivations, and it is improper for you to sit through it constantly.
Okay, Sally, then Alex.
It's a point of order.
You have made a comment, and
no, I made a point of order that it is a breach of the rules for you to allow the constant disparagement.
I find your point not well taken. I think you have a comment, but you were not asking for an act.
You don't want to hear my comment, dear.
Yeah, Sally.
Okay, this is a standard part of Robert's rules. Why do we need to make a special thing on this? I don't understand.
It requires authorization of the body if it is not included in the bylaws.
But
Alex,
do not our bylaws require that we run by Robert's rules, which would therefore make this irrelevant?
Well, Yes, we run by Robert's rules. Robert's rules says that this is a standard practice, but if it is not in the bylaws, the body needs to adopt it. So that's what we're doing right now. That's the point. That's the action that is being considered. Alex, then.
Yes, I have no problem with this motion, but I would like to propose an amendment. And that amendment is that in addition to the current chair, previous chairs of the board should also be considered ex officio members of SNCC, of any committee, as well as previous chairs of the committees themselves. I would like to add that.
No way.
Understood.
So there is a motion. Alex, would you type it into the chat?
Okay.
I haven't finished my statement yet, but the interruptions and time wasting was assumed.
So, Zach, go ahead. Yeah.
Chair.
Excuse me, James?
Yeah, he just did it. He's disparaging people.
All right. So let me ask Zach, please. No, it is not helpful to have those commentaries. Alex, you're writing, Alex will write his motion in the chat, and then we'll see if there's a second. Ron?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to comment on, Mr. Caldwell's behavior, but it's been addressed. It's totally inappropriate. If he's agreeing that he's going to curtail editorials, because when he talked about professional, meeting detractors, that's just way over the top. So anyhow, but you addressed it. I hope it stays addressed. Thank you,
Serene. I apologize, Ron. Serene.
Is this non-voting?
No, it's voting. It's with full rights of participation.
So you as chair would have a voting position on every single committee?
That is correct. Alex has written, in addition to current chair, previous. So it's your motion to amend. Let me clear this up. A motion to amend. To add to, in addition to current chair, previous chairs of the PNB and previous chairs of the committee shall be considered ex officio members of any committee.
Point of order.
Is there a second?
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point?
How far back does this go? We're a 75-year-old organization.
Alex. How far back?
That is a ridiculous question. I won't even entertain it.
Well, it isn't.
If I may say something, Arthur previously said any director can be an alternate member of any committee. So this seems to be in line with Arthur's interpretation of our bylaws in any case.
Alex, you were asked a specific question and it is relevant. Committee chairs going back? Is it the immediate past year? No limitation. Okay, so then it could be any. Do they have to be current directors?
That would be required by the bylaws.
If the bylaws don't,
the bylaws say you can't do it.
I guess, according to the interpretation currently in vogue, you can do anything unless the bylaws prevent you from doing it, right?
They have to be directors. So the only people that I don't know who is.
Yes, of course they have to be directors. I'm just making
the only
a point.
People
okay, so,
to apply to is
something else.
Let me try to cut to the chase on this. I suggest that there has been a motion to add past chairs of the board and past chairs of committees to be ex officio members of of committees. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Sally. James, you've got your hand up. I can't hear you.
An ex officio member is a non-voting member, correct?
That is absolutely not correct. In Robert's rules, ex officio typically means full participation, but doesn't count towards quorum. Ex officio, if it's non-voting, is specified non-voting. Take a look at Robert's rules. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll vote on first the amendment. The amendment is to add ex officio, add prior board chairs and prior committee chairs as ex officio members of PNB committees. If you vote yes, we add those. If you vote, and that is an amendment to the main motion. If you vote no, we do not add that provision to the main motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Did we, were we allowed to have discussion on that particular issue?
All right.
One from each side.
One from each side. Sir.
Why one?
That's how we do this.
Well, we are coming up on time certain for ending our meeting.
3 minutes.
Let me just say I would like to name conveners for the committees. No action is required. I am naming Fred Dogsworth to convene the Finance Committee. It will be meeting next Tuesday, and there will be executive session. I'm naming Julie Hewitt to convene the Governance Committee, and I am naming Minerva Sanders to convene the Audit Committee, and I will convene the Coordinating Committee. We do not at the moment have additional time in this meeting without extending time. Is there a motion to extend time?
A point of information or inquiry, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do we have to extend time in order to vote on the motion before the body?
I believe we can vote on both the motion to amend and vote on the main motion. I think the question is how much time for debate.
Can I just say, Susan's quote from Robert Jules is accurate. At 47.3, it says, an ex officio member is thereby a full-fledged board member with all accompanying rights.
Committee member.
That's accurate.
Okay.
I call for the vote.
So, Ron, what do you have to say?
I call for the vote.
It takes 2/3. So, Ron, what do you, are you raising your hand? What do you have to say?
I don't understand how this body can consider giving ex-chairs, these type of powers. It's essentially stacking the deck, against those persons currently serving. In those capacities. I just can't understand what's the rationale for allowing this. I just can't understand the rationale. I mean, the committees are in place to do their job. We don't need 4 or 5 ex-chairs, you know, involving themselves in the affairs of this business. If they want to get some friendly advice, then get the friendly advice, but don't make them part of the voting mechanism, you know. Nobody voted them in. They got voted out. You know, some may have gotten voted out for various reasons. Now you're going to allow those people to serve, as ex officio members of a committee? I have a strong objection to that.
Thank you very much. We've got James had a question before. We answered it. Alex, did you want to make a final statement before we go to the vote?
Yes. When I made my motion, I was not aware that you interpret ex officio as a voting member. I'm quite satisfied to be a non-voting member of a committee, and I feel that in some committees, I may have some insight and offer some advice that could assist that committee. I'm not looking to be a voting member of any committee that I'm not a member of.
So, yeah. So your motion then is to have all these folks serve as non-voting ex officio members.
Correct.
Correct? Okay, so then let's go ahead with the vote. There would be the prior board chairs and prior committee chairs would be serving on committees as non-voting ex officio members. Julie, if you vote yes, you support that amendment. If you vote no, you oppose that amendment.
All right. Hodger Brown.
No.
Hodges a no. Donna Carter.
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Fred's a no. Sally Gellert.
Yes.
Sally's a yes. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan's a no. Julie Hewitt. I'm going to pass. Avelia Jones.
No.
Avelia's a no. Zach Caldvier.
No.
Zach's a no. Philip Muldery. Oops, he's not here. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Marianne's a yes. Sean Kelly McPherson.
No.
Sean's a no. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason.
No.
Isla's a no. Serene Roberts. I'll keep going. James Segerton. I vaguely heard James. I think James said yes.
Yes, I'll say it again, yes.
Okay, that was better. James is a yes. Minerva Sanders.
No.
Minerva's a no. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alex, a yes. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey's a no. Dennis Williams.
No. No.
Dennis is a no. Michael Woodson.
No.
Michael's a no. Go back up the top. Drumage. Julie Hewitt, I'll vote no. Is Serene Roberts here? Serene, how do you vote?
She's muted.
Right, well,
Serene, you're muted.
In any event, Madam Chair, the yeses are six.
Excuse me, Julie?
Yes?
I apologize. I didn't quite hear that correctly. Oh. Could I change to a no?
Yes, you may. Okay. So Marianne is a no. All right. So we have the yeses are 5. The noes are 13. So the motion to amend fails.
Fails. Now we go to the main motion. And the main motion is, let me read again, move to name the chair to be an ex officio member of all PNB committees with full rights of participation as provided in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised edition, 12th edition. And it's actually in more than one place, 50:16. Vote yes. You vote to have the chair serve ex officio voting on committees. Vote no if you oppose that. Julie, will you take the roll?
You bet. Hodger Brown?
Yes.
Hodger's a yes. Donna Carter? Okay, yes. Fred, Pass. Oh, Donna's a yes. Thank you.
No, pass. Pass.
Oh, pass. I'm sorry. Okay. Fred Dodsworth.
Yes.
Fred's a yes. Sally Gellert.
Pass.
Sally passes. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Julie Hewitt, I'm going to pass. Avalia Jones.
I'm a yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier.
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Philip Muldery. All right, Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Marianne's a yes. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Ron abstains. Myla Reason.
Reason votes yes.
Myla's a yes. Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
No to more stuffing of the ballot.
James is a yes.
James,
Minerva
yes
Sanders.
Or no? That's it.
Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
James, I recorded you as a no. You didn't hear me say that I recorded you as a no.
Carter
Minerva
Washington
Sanders.
Votes yes.
Harvey Wasserman said he voted yes.
I didn't call Harvey's name yet. I'm stuck on Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Minerva, thank you, is a yes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex is a no. Harvey Wasserman?
Sorry for that. Yes. And I have
Harvey's
to leave.
A yes.
Thank you.
Sorry. Dennis Williams?
Abstain.
Dennis abstains. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Michael's a yes. Let me go back up to the top. Donna Carter, you passed?
Abstain.
Donna abstains. Sally Gellert, you passed?
No.
I'm on Sally. Sally's a no. Julie Hewitt, I'll just vote yes. Madam Chair, the yeses are 12. The no's are 3, and there were 3 abstentions.
I move to adjourn.
We're at past time certain, and so yes, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Kaja. Have a good show tomorrow.
Adjourned at 10:38 p.m. Thank you.
Night all.
Thank you.